Good morning, guys. KN4 CFW.
And good morning, David. Hope y'all are having a wonderful start to the new year.
Doing pretty good here. Just drinking some coffee and getting the day started and kick it over to Ken.
Here, just trying to get defrosted.
Deal. Glad both of you are having a good start to the year. And David, how's your back doing?
Getting a little better. Long car trips still aren't don't do it a whole lot of good, but you know, I'm getting around better.
Good to hear. I'm glad you're doing better, and I don't think long car trips do anybody any good.
That's true. Again.
Here, waiting for it to defrost. It's just kind of intermittent, so it kind of takes a while for the heat transfer.
You'd have that thing already up, ready to go, and on your way.
Put a start feature in that, but I haven't used it yet.
The fancy feature, you might as well learn to use it. That's probably one of the best features of it.
Extra time to sit here and talk on the radio.
For that. I thought you was out a little early this morning.
A minute or two early trying to get it started.
The rest of this crew's at?
Those days off, it's going to take a minute to get back in the routine.
Say that again.
Help me get my radio set up on digital.
Be glad to try to help you. I don't know how much help I'll be, but I'll try.
Kind of looked into it a little bit yesterday, or, you know, it wants no baud rate and all kinds of different stuff, so I guess there's a bunch of parameters to fill in to get it to work, but my last cable should be here, I guess, on Wednesday.
I'll have to drag mine back out and make sure it still works. I hadn't used it in a while, so I need to knock the dust off of it. Get in here, David.
I'll say I met Jody over the break. He come over and took a look at a project I want to get done.
Something about it when I talked to him yesterday, I believe it was. He looked at one for me too. So that's what we were out doing yesterday.
Wondered if. You know, if he might not could help you with what, you know, your new property. I heard you talking about that and having to get permits and stuff. I'm sure that's a headache.
It hasn't, because we've not really started on it, so we'll see.
Hopefully it won't be. But the only thing I had to do out here, I had to get a some kind of permit when I built on the front porch and you know, had a roof put on it and everything. I had to have a building inspector come out and look at that, but other than that, they don't, you know, aggravate me too much out here in the county.
Good. Hopefully it stays that way, but the way things are going, it don't seem much like it anymore.
Rules and regulations, you know, they don't want you having a gas stove or, I mean, you know, just meddling in your affairs too much. Anyway, I don't want to go down the road of politics. It's too early in the morning and then too early in the year.
Way too early in the morning for that.
Well, Ken, you got that car warmed up yet?
Oh, yeah, I made it down here to White Hampton Boulevard now.
Your wife had that on hers, a remote start, but in order to keep it, she was going to have to pay a monthly fee after, after the first year was up, and so she didn't use it often enough to keep on, you know, to pay a fee to do it, so... But anyway, yeah, the newer cars, man, they got all kind of gadgets in them.
Warm up pretty quick. I'm not exactly sure how it's doing it because it's got, you know, front defrost, and then it's got economy, cool, and heat. So I don't know what it's, you know, what it's doing when it's on economy.
Yeah, and there's a fella that we do a little business with, and he's got a fairly new truck, and going down the highway, it'll run off of like four cylinders, and then, you know, if he really needs to get up and go, then it'll kick in the other four and run off all eight cylinders, so that way he gets a little bit better gas mileage with it.
Does that, and then so far you don't really notice any difference.
And does not do that, so I get a whopping 17 miles to the gallon all the time, and when you do that with a 40 gallon tank, it kind of hurts the pocketbook to have to fill it up.
My truck, if I pay attention out on the interstate, I can probably get 22 out of that Hemi.
You don't really drive my big truck. Well, it's, you know, not a giant truck, but I don't drive it a whole lot unless I'm pulling the boat or something. So I don't have that many miles on it now. Her little red car, it's got a little turbo four-cylinder, and that thing's real good on gas. So that we done racked up about 78,000 miles on that thing. Back up. I'm gonna get a little bit more coffee in and get a little bit more awake. KF4 and XY.
Just a little bit. KN4 TFW.
David, KF4 HKX 90 to QSY to 285.
KN4 TFW QSY 285.